from Nevada. Brent's joining us on the phone. He was the, I guess, the operations manager for the whole event. Is that right, Brent?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the event manager, call it what you will.
Now, one of the things that you did do was that you were looking to offer the boats that were in this event some exclusivity, if you will, and a lot of them put their hand up to say they'll be back in 2019. So that is probably a true reflection of how much fun they have.
Yeah, look, I think so, Ian. You're right there. It's we felt that we wanted to get ready, and yeah, as you say, we offered them something special to encourage them, shall we say, to get back on board. And yeah, we've had a really good uptake on that at this stage. And I won't go into details in terms of a launch to everyone just yet. We've got a few things we're working through, but in the next couple of weeks, we'll certainly be launching to the public and look forward to opening the doors to open it to everyone to come on board.
Yeah, obviously, Nevada does a lot of work in the Riverland, and probably a lot of people aren't aware of how much work does get done in this part of the world, and thus it is important to raise funds for such this wonderful charity by getting boats on the river. It's as simple as that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It sounds very simple. And indeed, if you have a boat or you can get access to a boat, it's a great opportunity to enjoy yourself on the river, but at the same time, do some fundraising that obviously impacts kids and their families who are living with disability. So it's wonderful. And I love, being part of it and seeing, the punters out there who are raising the funds, and then the smiling faces of the kids who are, who are learning and developing and achieving their goals.
Yeah, on a lighter note, the thing that I'm chuckling about here in the studio is the fact that those who were newbies, and I think you had about 9 newbies or 9 virgins, they've decided to go work on their water blasting.
Yeah. Look, it's a good initiation for the virgins, and all in good fun. But some of them certainly got a little wetter than they might have anticipated.
Yeah, well, I know JR from 7 News in Adelaide has already told me that he's already put his request into the Weather Bureau and someone up high above for good weather as well. So there you go. Now, just before you go, we do know that the event will start in Murray Bridge and end in Loxton. All the other bits and pieces will be sorted out in due course and will be released in due course. So that's going to be upstream. So that'll be a bit different, won't it?
Yeah, that's right. A bit of a salmon run, as they say. So yeah, people can lock the dates in November 10 to 15. So lock that into your calendar, and yeah, more details will come out shortly. But yeah, look, the river is the river, and this is going to be year 13. We've pretty much covered the whole South Australian stretch. So we look to innovate and create where we can, and show different things and share different things along the way, so that those that come back year on year get a different experience each year.
All right. We appreciate your time. I guess if people are sitting at home now thinking about, I want more information, they go to mightyriverrun.org.au?
That's correct. That'd be great. And look, before I go in to you and to the station 5RM, we really appreciate the support that you've given us. Obviously, you've had a conversation with JR and you came up on the event, et cetera, and you've been wonderful ambassadors and spruikers of the event, and we value what you've done for us. So thank you.